Because everybody gets offended because of these things.
Oh yeah, the gospel is offensive, yeah.
The gospel is having the having both.
Jesus said in Mark 7,
covenants, both covenants together. You have to have both of them together with the risen Savior as Yeshua is the risen Savior.
Christmas,
but you got to have
first putting back the pagan temple,
obeying
Sunday is the Lord's
in your
day,
heart,
guy behind a pulpit,
okay. Believing
taking the tithe, yeah.
That he is in there. And you got to confess those things.
In the new covenant.
Because if you don't
some
confess it, you're not
going
to, it's not what you can't be saving somebody Roman come to you and say, we got to get saved. No, that's
Good
not
Friday's
it. That's not
alive.
Right. It says they have to walk into it. They have to be a willing vessel to walk into it. And
those
ones who walk into it will confess to others that they are saved through him. You don't have to be right there telling them about what, how to get saved. It's, you got to learn how to get it. He teaches you through scripture from the new covenant. You understand that because he is the risen Savior. He came for the Jews first, then also to the Greeks. I'm one of the Greek folks.
Yeah,
I tell you this, but I'm engrafted with the Jewish belief of the Messianic Hebrew congregation that I go to every Shabbat, every Saturday service I go to. And I go to them, and we have
Jesus
a great fellowship
wise.
Together, praising him on that day of rest, worship him.
Yeah.
I know that I walk in his testimony. He gives me that every day. But people don't understand this. They're clouded. Their minds are clouded because the church has corrupted their minds to the point that they don't understand it. And they don't want to deny it all. They don't want to see another part of the truth. That's why I'm here to save those which are lost.
Okay. Well, hey, I'll run through the gospel of eternal life that you had some of the pieces in there, but I just want to make sure you have the whole gospel. So first is faith in what the Lord did. His death, burial, and resurrection for the forgiveness of our sin.
The 3 days.
Yep, 3 days.
Three days. That's Wednesday night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He rose on Saturday evening, not Sunday morning. That the church has been corrupted.
Oh yeah, Saturday evening. He's our Sabbath rest.
That's right.
Yep. So yeah, the Lord died. He was risen, and now he's coming back in flaming fire to destroy all those who know not God and don't obey the gospel. You have to repent.
Sodomites and Gomorites are running this country now. Sodomites and Gomorites. That's where this country is going.
Well, did you know Proverbs 6:17 says even a proud look is an abomination to God. So everyone's, it doesn't matter how small the sin is, one lie will keep you out. Revelation 22:15. But you have to repent. You have to turn from your ways. Turn from all of your ways. And once you're willing to do that, you're a willing vessel to God. He'll give you his Holy Spirit.
And also, you take the love of flesh, desires of life, you have to kick those out. That means, he says, the love of money is the root of all evil. They've got so much love of the money, the possession of life, they're not willing to give it away. So that means you're not walking in the light because you're not part of him this way. You see, a lot of them say they confess they're Christians, but they're not. They're false. There's like, you know what
sanctified you? Oh, yeah, there's a lot of people out there that profess Christ but have not turned from their ways, have not come out of the world. You have to lose your life.
You have to.
So, once you lose your life, you're born again by the Holy Spirit. And the fruit that you're born of the Holy Spirit, walking in holiness and obedience to the Word of God, coming out. And it's not locked up. It's not secure. I know a lot of people believe in once saved, always saved. You have to endure every single day. Every single day. Living sacrifice.
Renewing it every day.
Yeah, amen. Renew your mind every day.
So, and get grounded in it. Grounded in it. That means when you walk through it, you'll be in a confession. You're confessing them that you are different. It says because we're a peculiar people. We're different. We're set apart.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where we got to be. We're set apart every day. And we
sure.
And we love our, it says, don't love the sin, but love the sinner. But let them know that your life has changed. And you're not walking in the darkness that they are. And you have to be that light.
Oh,
your light should shine before men and women. Then we see the glory of God.
Yeah. So it's good that you understand a lot of this. I will say out of love, because you are claiming Christ, Paul said it is a sin for a man to prophesy with his head covered.
Mm-hmm.
And your head's covered, you're talking about the Word of God.
But
so
says,
I care about your soul.
But I tell you this, there is so much nitpicking on it, and what happens when you nitpick.
Is it nitpicking or is it righteousness? Because Hebrews 10:26 says if you hold on to willful sin, there's no more sacrifice left for sin. So that's pretty nitpicking. The Lord himself came and pointed out to the Pharisees that they're in hypocrisy, not because of the huge sins everyone sees, but washing of pots and cups and such other things like you do. So that's nitpicking. That's the small stuff. It matters. One lie, if you love or make a lie, Revelation 22:15 is going to keep you out of the kingdom of God. So I'm nitpicking because I care about your soul. If you know it's a sin, if you've read it in a sin, it is. Paul said.
They wrote it wrong.
A shame.
No,
they didn't write it wrong.
King James wrote it wrong.
No. It's the Word of God. You put your trust in the Word of God.
But I'm saying, be apart from
the. You don't want to disenfranchise the Word of God. I'm not going to stand for that. But
I'm going to just have to let you will part ways because you're offending me in my spirit. We can part ways.
Okay.
God bless you.
Fair enough. I guess I don't have the same spirit as you. I have the Holy Spirit of God. I've come out of the world, repent of my sin. Sir, and I care about your soul. Check out the website.
I do. But I won't check out because that's ungodly too. You got to have the Spirit of God. Not this, not that.
You have to come. Righteousness and obedience to the Word.
Righteousness and obedience is very much. But this right here is not nothing that's caring about.
These small sins, these things that Paul spoke specifically about, sir, that's what I care about. But I see your difference. Go on the website, test, reach out if you have any questions.
I don't do websites anymore. I cut myself off for that. Because of when you walk in those sins, you get part of that. No appearances of evil. That means the website, see, I don't get it.
Well, sir, you have an appearance of evil. You're doing a sin in Corinthians.
It's
nitpicking because of sin. It's
the truth.
It is. Paul called it, it's shameful for a man. The same with the long hair. Test yourself to the Word of God.